a very personal question. If you have the perfect body, but you didn't have to exercise and you could eat whatever you want to, would you exercise? So you look in the mirror and you are exactly the perfect body that you have always envisioned. And now you may have that already, congratulations. But let's say you could keep that body and or you could get it if you haven't got it now. And then you never had to exercise ever again. You never had to go to the gym, never had to go for a run, never had to do any exercise to maintain, keep or look after that beautiful body. Would you still exercise? And I think it's a really, it's an in-depth question for those of us in the exercise profession who do this for more than wanting people to look good. Because it seems that most people, and if you've met people like this, if you are this person, if you have people in your life like this, where they only exercise because they're scared of getting fat or they need to lose weight. So I have to go and exercise because I have to lose weight. And there's almost a headspace of once I lose weight, I'll stop exercising. Or you might have experienced that as an exercise professional where people say to you, how long do I have to exercise for? I want to get down to this size or this certain weight or I want to look like this. And once that happens, I'm going to stop exercising. there's a real simple example of that where a lot of people get into shape to get married. They buy a dress or a suit and they want to look a certain way for their wedding day. And then after that, it doesn't matter. Whoa. The reason I find that so uncomfortable is that as an exercise professional, for me, is it about what we look like or is it about how healthy we are? And if I am healthy, if I am fit and if I am strong, is it possible that the side effect to that, the symptom of that, is that I will look good versus people who exercise to look good? And is it possible that a lot of those folks, unfortunately, are not very healthy and may not even be very fit and strong? And for example, if you go on a crazy diet where you restrict your calories and you restrict any form of macronutrients, so your body's not getting what it needs, because you're restricting calories and or removing or eating less of a macronutrient, is it possible that you would lose weight? For example, each gram of carbohydrate holds 3 grams of water. So if you take carbohydrate out of your eating plan, is it possible that you'd lose a hell of a lot of weight? But what happens to your energy levels? What happens to the way you perform? What happens to the way that you feel? What happens to your ability to exercise with intense activity in any way, shape or form, whether it's sprinting or lifting or playing your sport? And then what happens to your quality of life? So you might lose weight, you might even look good in the mirror for a certain period of time, but what happens to your quality of life? What happens to your ability to fight germs, bugs, viruses and diseases? So what happens to your immune system? What happens to your muscle? If you're on an extreme diet, is it possible that you could lose weight because you're losing muscle tissue rather than fat? Because the human, poor old human body, it will do everything to survive. And if we don't eat enough food to keep us active, is it possible that we waste away because we are inactive? Which means if I'm not exercising at any kind of intensity and I'm not eating very much food, my body could waste away really quickly. But it's not fat that I've lost. It's muscle, it's bone mineral density, and it's fluid. So I weigh less and I might be able to fit into smaller clothes. But what's happened to the quality of my life? So I always ask that very important question. What do you exercise for? What's the reason that you want to be healthy, fit and strong? Or what's the reason to get puffed? Is it to get fit or is it to lose weight? What's the reason to lift heavy? Is it to get strong or is it because you want to look good? And is it possible that if we, as exercise professionals, if we focus on the look good, if we focus on the perfect body, that number one, there's a lot of people who will never have what is considered the perfect body. And I'm the ultimate optimist, but is it possible that there are people that literally don't have the genetics, they don't have the body shape, they don't have what the bodybuilders would call symmetry? So there's people that have thin upper bodies and bigger hips because they're a pear shape, or they've got skinny little legs and no bum, but they've got a big middle bit. And that's just their genetic size. Is it possible that for those folks, the perfect body for whatever society says is the perfect body may not be possible for them. So they're constantly striving for, fighting for, exercising for something that they may never have. Is it possible, however, that if I'm exercising to be healthy and if I'm exercising to be fit and if I'm exercising to be strong, that I'll also have a mentally strong brain, a healthy brain. So I'll either love my body exactly the way it is because I love being fit and strong and I accept the things that I cannot change. And there's a lot of people that are really happy to say, yes, I've got no boobies and I've got a bigger bum, but I'm healthy and I'm fit and I'm strong and I love my life, versus I have to go exercise because I've got to burn this fat off my bum. And interestingly, as a woman and having trained with and worked with and been associated with lots of women, that's one of those interesting challenges that we have. We want to lose weight off our bum, but if you lose too much weight off your bum and it comes off your face as well, you end up looking a little bit older than you need to because you've sacrificed your face for your bum. That was a suggestion to me once, Rowie. You never want to sacrifice how healthy, fit and strong you look in the face just to have a skinny bum. I always suggest just laugh your ass off. If you laugh a lot, you'll have no ass. I'm being blasé because there are some things that we cannot change and there are some things that we can change. And there's a great question. Are we as healthy and as fit and as strong as we can be? And is it possible that that will automatically create some of the physical changes that people want? But even if they don't, and this is an interesting suggestion from the top medical professionals in the world now, that they would prefer cardiologists, endocrinologists, the people that are really struggling with the pandemics of coronary heart disease, type 2 diabetes, cardiovascular disease, osteoporosis, depression, obesity, they're all suggesting that they would much prefer a person to be overweight, fit and strong than to be thin and unfit and weak. There's some really major challenges that happen when we are unfit and when we're weak. And if you are really fit and really strong and your body is a fat burning machine, a calorie burning machine, a carbohydrate and sugar burning machine, then even if you are overweight, your body can still fight germs, bugs, viruses and diseases. It can still be really active. And that's one of those interesting questions. Can you be overweight and healthy? And of course, the answer is yes, because the reverse, can you be normal weight or healthy weight and be unhealthy? And of course, the answer is yes, because you can stand on the scales and say, yeah, well, she's in the healthy weight range, but I might have lost muscle tone or muscle density and bone density because I've been inactive, because I've been dieting, because I've been taking laxative. All sorts of reasons why people are thin, the same as there's all sorts of reasons why people are overweight. But the beautiful thing about being healthy, being fit and being strong, they're very measurable. And when I talk about being healthy, I'm not talking about not being sick. I'm talking about having a stack of energy, being able to perform at your best, being able to do all the things in your life that you want to do. And of course, you can't do any of those if you're not fit and you're not strong. And what are we doing as exercise professionals to get people as fit and strong as possible so that they can be healthy? And then is it possible that we also have a much healthier headspace? Is it possible that, and I share this every day, I feel like I bang on about it every day because I'm so excited about it. When we get puffed and when we lift heavy, when we push with every muscle, bone, ligament, tendon, joint in our body, we have a chemical response, a hormonal response in our body that, number one, as soon as you overload muscles and bones, overload your heart and lungs to a point of intense activity, there's a chemical response which helps us do that. So we pump epinephrine and adrenaline to help us do that. And then after we've puffed, after we've lifted heavy, after we've pushed, after we've punched, we then have this beautiful chemical response in our brain where we have, number one, dopamine, which is a congratulations reward drug. You've done something great for your body. So there's a chemical in our brain that makes us feel really good. The same feeling that people have when they take drugs without the horrible side effects. We have an evening out of the serotonin levels in our brain, which is a neurotransmitter that makes us feel satisfied and makes us feel happy and safe and secure. That happens after we've puffed, after we've sprinted, after we've lifted heavy, after we've pushed something or we've overcome a challenge. We also pump brain-derived neurotrophic factor, the fertilizer for our brain. So we then have neurogenesis. We actually grow new brain cells. We have neuroplasticity, which means we can think clearly, differently, better about a certain topic or subject or the thing that we just did. And those chemical responses all happen when we sprint and when we lift heavy. That's how the human body's designed to work. And epinephrine/adrenaline, the same thing, is produced when the body's under stress, and they are movement drugs. They are designed to get us to move. So I go back to the original question, which is, if you had the perfect body, would you still exercise? I can only answer that personally, and I'm asking you to do the same. If we don't exercise, even if we have the perfect body, the aging process exists. So we will certainly have wastage of muscle, wastage of bone, wastage of brain cells, which is Alzheimer's and dementia. If you don't pump those neurotransmitters into your brain by overloading your body from stress, and we can create our own stress, remember, from sprinting and lifting heavy. If we don't do that to the body, the brain rots away. So the brain rots away, muscles rot away, bones rot away. So we end up with a slow metabolism. We end up with osteoporosis, weakening of the bones. We end up with Alzheimer's and dementia, and we get old really quickly. So even if we've got a perfect body, if we don't look after it, it's going to rot away. But that's the long-term effect. What about the short-term effect? Sometimes people say, well, if I looked in the mirror and I had a perfect body, that would make me happy. But interestingly, the actual production of happy chemicals of dopamine, serotonin, brain-derived neurotrophic factor happens after we've stressed, after we've puffed, after we've lifted heavy. And none of that has anything to do with how you look. You just feel good. And I use an example often. If you look in the mirror first thing in the morning and you don't like what you see, it's possible you'll have a fat day. Now, I'm not sure if blokes have those, but women certainly do, where you really look in the mirror and think, I'm really fat. Even if you're not, you just see fat because you don't feel good. Well, the suggestion is that you never look in the mirror until after you've exercised, because after you've exercised and your brain is full of brain-derived neurotrophic factor, dopamine, serotonin, you are a more positive person, you are thinking more clearly, and you'll either say, yes, I am fat and I need to do something about it, but you don't get upset about it, or you actually see your body for what it is rather than the way it's feeling, because often we have a fat day because we feel bad, not because we are actually fat. So none of that happens by looking in the mirror. It happens by getting puffed, by lifting heavy, by overloading, by stressing our cardiovascular system, respiratory system, skeletal system, muscular system, endocrine system, central nervous system. And that all happens, of course, very simply and very easily when we exercise. So I'm the, I'm maybe of the weird group of people that people say, I always brush my teeth, but I don't exercise. Well, I always brush my teeth too. But if I had a choice between brushing my teeth and exercising, I think that I would still exercise, because I know that if I exercise, I'm more likely to keep the rest of my body healthy, including my teeth. If I don't exercise, the rest of my body will rot away, not just my teeth. And it seems interesting because so many people would never miss brushing their teeth because they don't want their teeth to rot away or to feel bad. But if we don't exercise, that's exactly what's happening to the inside of our body. It's rotting away. Our brain matter, our brain cells, our muscles and our bones are rotting away because we're letting them. So I exercise because I love it. I exercise to keep myself young. I exercise to keep myself healthy. I exercise because when you're fit and strong, you have great hair, great skin, great nails, a positive attitude, better posture. Exercise. It's the best drug ever. And there's a lot of people who don't exercise. They want to look good, or they do look good, and they're taking drugs or drinking alcohol or smoking, which all have some serious long-term side effects. The beautiful thing about getting high from exercise is that you may, yes, have a great body, but even if you don't, you'll feel good about it and you'll be healthy, you'll be fit, and you'll be strong. And obviously it's easy for me to say this, but yes, when I was 20, it was really important to me to look good. Now that I'm an old lady and people say, Roey, how old are you? I'm 120. I just look good for my age. What I want to be able to do is live my life as a 20-year-old when I am 120. And that comes from staying fit and from staying strong and from having a positive, tough mental attitude about life. And that only comes from when you're sprinting, go a little bit harder and a little bit further than you thought you could. When you're lifting, do one or two more than you thought you could. And of course, that creates mental toughness, mental strength, mental resilience. And not just because I'm saying the words and it's a rah-rah thing to say, but literally when you do more than you thought you could, you literally get stronger brains. The neurotransmitters in your brain force your brain to get stronger, smarter, wiser, think more clearly, be more creative. So exercise, could it be the best drug ever? And would you still do it if you had the perfect body? Or are you more likely to look amazing and have the body that you want because you exercise? Woohoo! What a great question.